The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Michael Steele podcast. And we are at the barbershop with Jonathan Capehart, John Fugelsang, and Tara Settmeyer. How does this party begin to put together a cohesive How do presidential candidates put together a cohesive narrative to convince the country to trust their leadership in 2025?
I don't know how they do that, Michael, with this cast of characters. I want to go back because everyone said something really interesting, and I've got some stuff to say.
So
Ronna McDaniel and her loyalty pledge, and you mentioned the autopsy from 2012.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I remember at the time writing a column that said, you know, this autopsy is, you know, they have some great things in it, but let's not forget, you do autopsies on dead things. And that was a joke in 2012. And that was when the party was still alive. Yeah. Now it's for real. It is, the party is dead. Yeah. Why you sit on that porch with the front light and the rifle is beyond me. But that's between
I'm hoping the corpse rings the bell.
It's the porch of a funeral home, Michael.
Right? Yes, exactly. Right? And then when it comes to, you know, Tara, your point about the news media taking, like, pretending like everything is okay and let's treat Ron DeSantis normally, let's treat these Republicans as if everything is okay, took me back to when I was watching Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, response to the State of the Union. Then I'm there on the set of PBS, and, you know, Amna goes to David Brooks first. So what do you think about her thing? And he gives this very nice and considered opinion about, you know, she talked about this and she talked about that, but she didn't talk about the economy. And that is a problem for Republicans if they don't talk about the economy.
Right.
Then they go to Amy Walter, and she's also just giving her the perfect, you know, well, I see that this and this, that. And then Amna comes to me and says, I see you writing furiously. I was like, David, you know what? I'm glad you took her speech seriously, because I couldn't.
Right.
Because she, you know, went after trans people and then had the nerve to laud the Little Rock Nine when she's part of a party and she herself have signed executive orders to make it impossible to teach why the Little Rock Nine should be revered.
Thank you.
I mean, so
that's the problem, right, Jonathan? Like, why don't people mention the absolute hypocrisy of these people instead of saying, like, taking what they said for face value and not putting in context of all the hypocritical shit these people have said on record for years? It's crazy.
And they mention the hypocrisy, but Fox News viewers will never be told about the hypocrisy.
And that's the other thing.
Only apparent to those who are listening outside the bubble.
And then that gets to my larger point. You are not going to have old school Republicans, no Larry Hogans, no Charlie Bakers, no Michael Steeles. I mean, folks wanted you to run for governor of Maryland, Mr. Yeah, Steele, and you sat out because the party is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But what we know now, as
and they're not that crazy about chocolate, so we we understand.
Notice I didn't say chocolate Cocoa Puffs. But the Dominion lawsuit against Fox gets to the bigger issue here.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCarthy has done what he's done. MTG is able to do what she's able to do and say. Scott Adams is able to do all these things because it's about power. And right now, we always thought that the power was in the hands of Fox News and the politicians who did what Rupert Murdoch or Roger Ailes wanted them to do or say. Before it was like chicken and egg, which comes first. The right. Dominion lawsuit now says to me anyway, the Fox audience is now driving everything.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so Kevin McCarthy lives in fear of his base. His base is now so conservative that now Fox News lives in fear of losing them and so goes off the flat earth. And so as long as Kevin McCarthy does whatever he does for power's sake, we are going to be in this position. He is probably going to let this country default because he is afraid of his base. He is afraid of that now non-Fox News watcher. Maybe they're watching Newsmax or whatever else is out there, but wherever they're broadcasting from, it's either off the flat earth, underside the flat earth.
Right.
I don't know where are these folks getting their news?
Well, they're getting their news from a very narrow funnel. And it is being driven. And it's really interesting because the way I've kind of concluded or rather assessed this is at a certain point, you know, the news would drive stories and stories would sort of feed off of the news that was being created. So an event would happen, people would write about it and it would kind of go from there. Now they just make shit up and then they backfill with yes. storylines to prop up and affirm the lie that they put out there. And that's where Fox has served its best purpose for the GOP. And a lot of that's now being exposed in the conversations that we're seeing in text messages and emails between all these idiots. Who on the one hand are saying, oh my God, no, we can't do this. But then on the other hand, when the red light comes on, tells the country the exact same thing as they say, oh no, we can't do. So John, you've got to pivot off of what Jonathan just touched on. You've got Ron DeSantis, and I'm not gonna talk about him in the context of a presidential campaign, but in his primary role as governor, egging and urging the Republican-led legislature in Florida to push to weaken state laws to have long protected journalists and journalism organizations against defamation. So you're beginning to see now the response to Dominion by yes. Ron DeSantis to say, okay, we're now going to weaken the laws that would protect these journalists so they can't sue, these companies can't come after us when we go after a Disney. This is the next play, right? I mean, this is where life and art get blurred to the point where there are no clear delineations and distinctions anymore.
Well, that's Ron DeSantis, right? The boy who cried woke. And, you know... I mean, when you look at what he's doing, he is so hell-bent on being the smarter Trump, not realizing that it's very easy to be the smarter Trump and still long-term not be too smart. You left out that Ron DeSantis thought it would be a good idea for the Republican Party to begin attacking private businesses for yes. expressing their points of view when it comes to, you know, not being abusive to transgender children. Ron DeSantis is going to keep all of us safe from trans children who want to play sports. And you have to understand, in real America, that's what we care about. We care about wokeism and trans kids who might want to play sports. But it's amazing to think, and I do believe, Tara, that DeSantis is the pick of the establishment. I thought January 6th hearings that there were times when I thought this is Republican staffers talking to Liz Cheney about how to solve Mitch McConnell's Trump problem. So right. I mean, the Kochs aren't giving Trump any more money. By the way, Trump did it first. Trump went after private business in the White House. He wanted to charge more for Amazon. He was doing anything he could. I never thought I'd live to
see. And went after the Washington Post.
Yeah, when a Republican would attack private business. But it shows how desperate DeSantis is. It shows his complete lack of game and his lack of long-term thinking. I mean, he'll be ridiculed for all this woke business, for the racism that it is, within 15 years. I mean, there's a very short shelf life on this little racist clique that he's formed attacking a term begun by African-Americans to denote awareness of systemic racism. But what's going on now in Dominion is going to be amazing because we're going to find out whether it's okay for media to openly and knowingly lie. And there is still a very good chance, even after Rupert's deposition, that they all walk away clean from this. And of course, the Fox News audience will never know. They just rejected that ad showing how they were lied to by their anchors. Fox won't air it. The bubble will remain intact regardless of what happens because all the lies, all the corruption, all the hypocrisy can be proven, but that low information voting base will still not know it.
Where do they think this goes? When news organs are sitting out here pushing out lies, and I know a lot of folks on the right, because I've been in this room for a number of years, and so have you, Tara, particularly on the communication side, going back to the late 80s and the 90s, where there was this churning about, you know, how the mainstream media doesn't give our people a fair shake. And I got that because there was some level of truth. We didn't see conservative philosophy and points of view necessarily reflected in news stories in a fair space all the time. I got that. But now the script seems to have flipped the other way, where we have become the very thing that we once protested against, where we've now sort of gone after those very same institutions that we claimed came after us and seem to be justifying our behavior, our tearing down the First Amendment rights and principles, our tearing down of free speech, around this fake bullshit argument about woke. Do these white folks understand where woke comes from? It is not some sort of liberal, you know, screed against conservatives. It's how black people communicated about white behavior. It's how we warned ourselves
that to back be 100 aware years.
Of the racism around us so that we could protect ourselves against it. This was not some you know, laboratory, made up CRT crap that these guys claim that, you know, now they want to take it and again use it against us. So where do they think this goes?
Michael, it's so frustrating, again, because you look at this, the Republicans have absolutely, particularly conservatives, have become everything they claim to despise, everything. As someone who listened to lots of Mark Levin, who actually worked for Glenn Beck at one point, who was, you know, on the conservative Republican side for 25 years, and listened to all these people who talked about the Constitution and, you know, Bill Buckley's and Russell Kirk's version of conservatism and empowering the individual and free market economies and all of this, right? I believed all of that. That's how I became a conservative. And I was very excited about taking those concepts and applying them in real world policy situations where I firmly believe that those were the better answers to our pursuit of happiness as a country, right? Come to find out that all of that was bullshit. Mark Levin and Glenn Beck and all the rest of them, they don't believe any of that. Rush Limbaugh, they didn't believe none of that. It was all a means to an end for power and influence, because there's no way that after all those decades of what they preached and claiming to be the conservative intelligentsia, that they could possibly get behind an apostate like Donald Trump. And now the entire MAGA movement, which is a nationalist, populist, racist movement here in this country, that is a direct existential threat to our constitutional order and our democracy. Everything that these guys preached we should be against, They are now the enablers of it. I call them Vichy Republicans. And it's like, what are we doing here? What do they think is the end game, right? The country is browning, whether they like it or not. A whole lot more people are going to look like me, biracial, mixed race people, you know, by 2050, they're going to look a whole lot more like you, me, and Jonathan. Sorry, John, but this
that's
is okay. true, right?
John's got the good hair, so that's
driving everything. 2045 right? is the number driving everything in 2020.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. And they fear it. They fear it. So they have to create these boogeymen all the time to keep this dying, shrinking demographic in fear of being replaced. And we hear this. This is what they say. I mean, you look at what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida, right? With all of these things between the Disney thing is fascism. Of all of this, like the government coming in and political retribution of a private company and then dismantling it and putting in their cronies to run it the way they want to. Is a form of fascism, because I'll tell you what, it sure as hell isn't capitalism. So what are they doing? Glenn Youngkin now, who was supposed to be one of the other establishment normies, which of course we warned against, Lincoln Project warned against it. We've been warning against this all the time. They don't exist anymore. There's no such thing as a normal establishment Republican. Glenn Youngkin is now taking a page out of Ron DeSantis's book and re-examining AP African-American courses in Virginia. So these people, this is what they're the path they're following. What are they doing?
African American courses ever do to white people?
He's not examining African American AP courses. He's focus grouping how white voters feel about the sentence Glenn Youngkin is examining.
Yes. Same thing with CRT. That's very true, John. He did the same thing with CRT and Lincoln Project. We got yelled at for being very provocative by saying all of the CRT nonsense is just the code word for the N word. This is the modern day version of Lee Atwater's Southern strategy and the way they use the N word. This is the code for that. Same thing with
critical race. Yeah, it's come to mean uncritical of racism theory.
Right.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Heck, give us 2 5-star reviews. I love it. Or catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get that podcast thing on. You know how that goes. Peace out.
All right, America, you asked for it. Or maybe you didn't. But either way, we have to talk. You're just in kind of a crazy place right now, Mr. and Mrs. USA. So we're going to sit down a couple of times a week and work it out between us, the way Americans do, on a podcast. Hosted by Beowulf Rocklin. Weird name. Weird news, weird politics, weird country. Facepalm America. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.